You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Deanne Akerson, the co-founder of Kindred Bravely, a maternity and breastfeeding apparel line. Kindred Bravely is focused on bringing comfort and connection to moms. And Deanne, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And certainly our pleasure as well, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing all the details and the backstory on Kindred Bravely. So for starters, what is Kindred Bravely exactly, and why did you actually start the company? Let's kick things off with that.
So Kindred Bravely is a line of intimates for moms who are pregnant or breastfeeding. We sell everything from breastfeeding bras to comfort underwear, loungewear, pajamas. And the reason I started the company is because I'm a mom of two boys. And when I had my second, he was about 1 year old and still breastfeeding. And I was just dying for a comfortable pair of nursing pajamas. And I couldn't find anything like what I was looking for. And so that became the spark that, you know, landed at just the right time in my husband and I's life. And he was looking for a business to start, and I was looking for comfortable nursing pajamas. So together, the two of us formed Kindred Bravely, and that's how it all began.
It always amazes me how companies get started. Thanks for sharing yours. Now, before being the co-founder of Kindred Bravely, what did your previous resume look like?
Yeah, so I am a high school math teacher by trade. I taught at the local public school just down the road from me for 11 years. Mostly algebra 2 and statistics. So while I don't have any kind of fashion or apparel background, I do have a lot of problem solving in my background. And so I approached, you know, the entire category as just a problem that had a set of constraints that needed to be optimized for. Moms want quality, comfortable material against their skin. Their bodies are changing, so it has to flex and move with you in ways that, you know, at other times your clothing doesn't have to. And you have to feel great while you're in it, too. So when you put all those things together, I just approached it as, you know, a problem to be solved. And so my math background helped me in that aspect. But otherwise, I have a very unique and, you know, probably unusual resume for coming to the apparel industry.
And I would agree with you. And that just shows you that anyone can start a business that has a desire and a passion and an idea, no matter what the background is. Now, what sets Kindred Bravely apart from other maternity brands?
So, you know, there's a couple of things that set us apart. And I think the most important two are definitely our product and our team. There's a lot of other companies that, you know, will sort of make clothes for pregnant moms, but it's maybe an afterthought. You know, they already have, you know, their core set of customers, and they think, oh, well, we'll just go ahead and add, you know, a maternity bra. And, you know, because we approach the entire business from the lens of what pregnant and postpartum moms need and want from their clothes, we're really able to deliver a premium product. Like we obsess about the tiniest details, you know, making sure like all the hook back closures are padded and, you know, like just little tiny details that make a real difference to someone who is, you know, they're experiencing changes in their body, and, you know, every little detail counts. And the other thing that I think really sets us apart is our team. We started as a very family-oriented business. My husband and I are the co-founders. And we, incidentally, our first hire was a work-from-home mom, and we only needed someone part-time for a few hours to help in customer service. And from that first hire, we realized that moms are uniquely situated to speak to our target audience, both in marketing and messaging and customer service and product development. So we made a conscious effort to hire and employ mostly all work-from-home moms. And so I think that really sets us apart as a company from our culture, from the products we're able to create, and the way we've been able to grow over the last 5 years.
Yeah, quite impressive to hear that as well. And thanks for giving us some of the highlights on what sets you apart in the space. Now, knowing that every company goes through challenges, no matter small or large, What has been the biggest challenge in starting your own company?
Well, I this must be a common answer, but I would just be lying if I said it wasn't the balance between growth and capital, like figuring out how to grow and nurture something while not running out of cash has always been a difficult and tricky balance to get right. You know, we're 5 years in now, and I always believed that at the beginning, like we just needed to get to this mark, or we just needed to make this amount monthly, or once our orders became at this level, like it would become easier. And in some ways it has, and in some ways it hasn't. So I think, like, as always, it's that delicate balance between what the sustainable growth rate is for you. And that's definitely been a challenge for us, like striking that right balance and making sure that we don't run out of either inventory or cash. Anybody that's in an inventory business understands exactly what I'm talking about, but it took some time, especially as a new startup without complicated ordering systems. You know, it took a long time to really kind of figure out that balance, and it's tricky even now. So
certainly do appreciate your sharing that with us and being frank with us as well. That is most helpful and appreciated. Today, we're speaking with Deanne Akerson, the co-founder of Kindred Bravely, a maternity and breastfeeding apparel line focused on bringing comfort and connection to moms. And Deanne's joined us here today on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, and I'm sure the ladies would be curious, what do you love about designing products for women or new moms specifically?
You know, I get to hear from them, and I think what I really love is knowing that it actually made a difference to them. You don't really think about maybe the clothing in your life as, you know, being life-changing. And I'm not here to say that we're like, maybe life-changing is a bit of an overstatement, but it definitely gives me a reason to continue loving what I do and designing new products. When I hear from customers and they say things like, oh my goodness, like I was literally dying in my, you know, pre-pregnancy bra, and then your package arrived and I put it on and I cried out of joy because it was the first one that actually fit. And I get letters like this, like every day, emails and comments. And I just love bringing moms comfort. Like it's really a hard time. And, you know, when you're going through the transition of becoming a mother, you know, your body's the first thing you lose, and then you realize along the way that your identity's changing too. But like, just to actually bring someone physical comfort at a time like that is really a joyful part of the journey. And so I'd have to say that, you know, making a difference and having a wonderfully fit maternity and breastfeeding bra and being able to help moms achieve their breastfeeding goals is what I love most about my job.
That's pretty awesome, and it just speaks volumes about who you are as a person as well, what you're focusing on and what you get the most joy out of your business. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, looking at the daily business activity in your business, what area of business excites you the most, whether it be the product design, rollout, advertising, or social media promotion? What area excites you the most?
Oh, I'm definitely a product person. In fact, the thing I look forward to every week is my in-depth product design meeting every Thursday. I get to spend 3 or 4 hours with our product development team, and that is just like, it's the thing I look forward to every week. It's definitely the highlight. I love, you know, like taking a challenge, like how to make a bra that you can both breastfeed and express, you know, your milk, use your breast pump with, and finding like the optimal solution of bra that can, you know, do double duty for mom. So it's definitely anything product related.
Now, as far as the future is concerned, you mentioned earlier the business has been around for 5 years. What does the future look like for Kindred Bravely looking ahead, say, 2 to 5 years from now?
You know, that's a great question. I think every company is asking themselves, you know, like, how are we going to reinvent ourselves? You know, what needs to change? Luckily for us, we were actually always a nearly 100% remote company, with the exception of our warehouse staff who are on site in Oceanside, California. The rest of our team has always been 100% remote. And so, like, although it's a crazy time for everyone, at least, you know, we didn't have to figure that part out through, you know, this whole COVID situation. I think the future is bright because, You know, everybody needs a comfortable bra in their wardrobe, and Kinder Bradley's vision is a comfortable nursing bra in everybody's wardrobe, in every mom's wardrobe. And we also did launch a sister brand about 10 months ago called Davy Piper. And the mission of Davy Piper is to bring that comfort and wonderful fit experience to moms after they're finished breastfeeding. So that's definitely a big part of our future growth and, you know, the opportunities to bring more moms comfort and confidence through a fabulous fitting, you know, innerwear and loungewear. And I'm really excited about you know, just continuing to bring more comfort and confidence to women all over.
Well, you've certainly got a vision, and the passion certainly comes out in your message, and that is much appreciated and inspiring as well. Now, I'd also be curious, what entrepreneurs or business owners do you admire? Did you admire them or know of them before kicking off Kindred Bravely, or did you come to know them after you started the company?
Oh, that's a great question. So this is someone that I had the opportunity to hear speak about a year into the formation of Kindred Bravely. I was at a business conference, and I got to hear Jeff Hoffman speak. He was one of the founders of Priceline and a number of other. I mean, he's like a serial entrepreneur. But now he spends his time mentoring other up-and-coming entrepreneurs. And, you know, he was just such a down-to-earth person. And something that he said, there's a lot of things he said that really stuck in my mind, but I'll share two nuggets with you. He said, win a gold medal at one thing. And that really stuck with me in terms of, like, you know, entrepreneurs love to chase all kinds of flashy things, and they're all worth chasing, but you're never going to catch them unless you pick one and you really go for it. And so, you know, for me, that was like, make the most comfortable nursing bra on the planet. That's my gold medal. And then, you know, the second thing he said to me, well, to the whole group, but I felt like he was talking to me at that time. He said, don't fall in love with your product, because your product, if it's good, it's going to get knocked off and copied. Fall in love with your customers, and then you will continue to, you know, reinvent for them and stay ahead of the competition. And at the time, that really hit me hard, because I'm a real product person. You know, I think that can probably come out in this interview. Like, I love everything that I make. Like, I'm really passionate about it. And yet, I truly love our customers more. When you're a new mom, like, just that transformation that is going on in your body and your heart. And I love to serve them from our messaging, letting them know that, you know, they're doing a fantastic job. It's really hard to be totally sleep incoherent, you know, deprived, nursing every 2 hours. And I truly love our customers more than I love our products. And so, you know, we keep thinking of new things, and, you know, we don't rely on just one thing. Not the same thing that, you know, we've sold for the last 5 years. So I think I have to say Jeff Hoffman, he gave me so much good advice, and I think he's just a fantastic person and entrepreneur.
Excellent stuff right there. Some great takeaways from Jeff Hoffman there. Thanks for that. Now, lastly, what advice do you have for others looking to start their own company? Love to hear your take on that as we conclude today.
Great question. I think you'd have to know, I mean, of course, everyone knows there's going to be challenges. You know, you wouldn't, you'd be a fool to think it's, you know, all going to be rosy and up, you know, just constant, you know, uphill. Well, it is uphill, but what I mean is that things aren't always going up. be prepared for a number of years of toughness. Like, I really feel like I developed grit over the last 5 years, especially like the middle three. Things, you know, at the beginning, you know, we weren't all in, we still had other jobs, you know, the very first year. But I mean, those first 3 years, when it was like our entire lives were on the line, our finances, you know, we weren't spending time with friends and family the way we were, like the business was like eating our lives up. I think if someone's getting ready to start a business, you need to expect that season is coming, and that the relationships in your life can sustain it. It's not like going to be like that forever, but be prepared for a season of imbalance, and make sure that what you're about to start, you feel really passionate about, because that will sustain you through the hard season. And then you'll wake up like I do now, and I love coming to work every day. I don't feel like the stress of those, you know, initial grind years. And it will be something that, you know, reaps dividends for years to come. But be prepared. I would say be ready to invest 5 years up front. If it's not an idea that you feel passionate and that you can be excited about for 5 years, you should definitely switch, do something else. And, just know that it's going to be a season of imbalance for a while and make sure your life is ready to sustain that.
Deanne, it's been more than a pleasure to have had you with us, and certainly a passionate, inspiring session speaking with you today about Kindred Bravery. And I'm sure ladies would like to know more about the company and where they could shop around accordingly. Where's the best place to do so online?
Yes, absolutely. It's at kindredbravely.com, and you can find us on your favorite social channels as well. And we have a fantastic team of customer care advocates. So, you know, any questions, there's chat, and, you know, we can get you connected, get you sized, anything like that.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, ladies, it is kindredbravely.com. Deanne, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And the pleasure's certainly been all ours. We've been speaking with Deanne Akerson, the co-founder of Kindred Bravely, a maternity and breastfeeding apparel line focused on bringing comfort and connection to moms. And for all the details and to shop around, visit kindredbravely.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.